Misfit Toys.
Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the streets of downtown Los Angeles on Sunday, August 25th, to Ocean's 13. Enough of us saw The World's End to get it to number 4 on this weekend's box office chart. It would have been 3rd if stupid Mortal Instruments hadn't barely squeaked by, even though it's in twice as many theaters. Congrats to Simon, Nick, and Edgar, nonetheless. Last Friday night, I got offensively inebriated at the Jeselnik Offensive Season 2 rap party, and then proceeded to do an interruption of Evil Dead at CineFamily, the 2013 version, which for some reason I referred to as the 2003 version a couple of times on the podcast, so thank you to everyone who notified the corrections department. My guest interrupters were Mario Joyner, Mae Whitman, and the star of the film, Jane Levy. And you can hear me drunkenly hassling Mae Whitman about Knights of Rodanthe at the end of this mini. And please check out Mario Joyner's Kickstarter. Looking ahead, the next Benson movie interruption of CineFamily will be Fast 6, Wednesday at 10 p.m. Thursday, August 29th, I'll be doing a set on the Sarah Silverman and Friends show at Largo in L.A. I think Todd Glass will also be there, so that'll be a crazy good time. Seattle, Washington, bring your name tags to Bumbershoot on Monday, Labor Day, September 2nd, for Doug Loves Movies taping at 5 p.m. I'll also be doing stand-up shows all weekend, bumbershoot.org for deets and ticks. Saturday, September 7th, stand-up at Arts Quest in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Sunday, Doug Loves Movies at Helium in Philly. New York City, Doug Loves Movies at the Gramercy is very close to sold out on Monday, September 9th. But stay tuned for details about a couple other New York shows I'm going to do, especially if you like to visit Yonkers, or if you like the initials U, C, and B. And now, here's Drunk Doug about to interrupt Evil Dead at midnight last Friday. And as always, anyone who swallows your soul is a soul-swallowing shithead. That was really fast. I wasn't ready. Hey, everybody. One more time for Hadrian. He's taken a cinema and turned it into a CineFamily. And I appreciate that because I love doing these shows here. This is the, the mothership of Benson Interruptions. I've been traveling around the country doing them, and it's because it all started right here, and I'm very happy about it. Speaking of things that make you very happy, how many people here have seen and enjoyed the most recent 2013 Evil Dead? Okay, the rest of you are in for the most mortifying, disgusting... I haven't seen it yet, but everything I hear about it makes me not want to see it. Like, torture porn and blood and vomit, that's not my thing, really. But you know what? That's CineFamily's thing. So here we are. Because I'm telling you, for the longest time, a couple of the powers that be here at CineFamily were like, you should interrupt the new Evil Dead. I was like, I don't know. It sounds like there's a lot going on in that movie, and it'd be hard to make jokes or whatever. And and then we did an interruption of Hook, and my friend Mae Whitman was here, and she brought along a friend of hers named Jane Levy, and they were. When the subject of an Evil Dead interruption, that starred Jane Levy, came up, they were, completely on board, so that propelled me to make this happen. So please, I've got three interrupters, and it's going to be amazing. Please welcome not only the star of the film, Jane Levy, but also Mae Whitman and Mario Joyner. Let's hear it for them.
Yeah, here you go. So we make that work.
Mario's sitting right there in the two slot.
And you guys can sit together because you know each other. Do you both have microphones? There you go.
Right up front.
All right, let's go in order, you guys. Yeah, they're right up front. We have the couches up front. Do you need more room? Do you not want to sit that close to May?
Let's talk about this before the movie starts.
Yeah, no, get your guests in here too. Like, are they waiting outside? Okay. All right. Oh. Yeah, that's a good idea. You know, you might as well shit before a horrifying movie that makes you want to lose your shit.
Just come on in, just cruise in there.
Yeah, it's all good.
You know, I want to thank you for having me here. You know, I finally get to be in the theater and act like a real black person.
I was hoping I would not have to make that joke myself. You really stepped up.
Well, there you go.
That's Mario Joyner, everybody. Part of the reason he's here tonight, in spite of the fact that, I mean, including the fact that I've always known Mario and enjoyed his work, but also tell everybody about the Kickstarter that you have going right now.
I actually have a Kickstarter campaign working on raising money for a movie. The name of the movie is The Last Original Screenplay, and it's about how remakes ruined Hollywood. So, it's 2036.
Mario said, I need to promote this thing about remakes ruining Hollywood. And I was like, oh, well, would you like to shout at a remake as it's happening?
Yes.
At CineFamily? And also, are you black? And the answer is...
This is research.
Yes, in both cases.
This is really research.
Yeah, and he wrote back to me like, what? We get enough microphones? That sounds like the most surreal thing. And it's gorgeous. You're going to love it. And then to also have the star of the film in the room so you can shit all over her. Copiously.
We can talk about the acting and everything.
Crap on what?
Yeah, she's very secure. You're
not to shit on, man. She's a good-ass movie. Yeah. Sorry to break it to you guys.
All right, well, okay, I wasn't going to introduce you yet. I was ramping up to your best friend. Now let's get you over with. Mae Whitman is here, everybody. Parenthood, Arrested Development, Knights of Rodanthe. Get the Knights of Rodanthe. That is the most fucked up movie ever made. And you're in it.
That's right.
Being fucked up.
History.
You're the most hysterical character in that movie.
It's a Nicholas Sparks film, if you guys want to know the category.
Was that before The Notebook?
It was not before The Notebook.
It wasn't?
No. It was a while after.
It's kind of the lost Nicholas Sparks.
Yeah,
it's not as big as the other ones.
It's not as big.
It's Diane Lane and Richard Gere
and James Franco
and global warming because there's a horrible storm in there.
But the
biggest storm in the movie is Mae Whitman, who's the most ridiculous daughter a person could have.
Now, somewhere.
You're hysterical. Throughout that
because
movie.
Because I'm petulant? Because I'm angry?
Yeah, you're
dealing with divorce.
You're angry?
A child
is divorce is hard for the children.
Thank you.
It leads to a lot of screaming. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the parents. Anyway, we'll conquer that on another day.
Yes, we will.
Because that movie's... There's more plot twists in that movie than probably any movie.
Wow.
Right? Doesn't it take a lot of weird turns?
I mean, that's a big statement for me to get behind, but I do think that it would be really confusing if we all came back and watched it and interrupted it. So I'm definitely into it.
It's confusing to watch? That's your review?
Yes. Thank you. you for doing this to me.
There's a lot of, I apologize, I didn't mean to bring it up, and I will not bring up, I will not say a thing about Independence Day.
Oh,
but
boy.
You are adorable in it, and it does not hold up. Scenes where they're like, we have a computer so we can fly this alien spaceship. It doesn't make any sense. But you are very cute and a child, and I should shut up.
All right.
Jane Levy is here, star of this film. Where's your microphone? She's busy folding up her coat. You're totally cool with us doing this?
Yep.
Now she is.
We should give you a plug, though. Suburgatory.
You can't see
it. Whatever, let's just talk
about it. What?
What?
Huh? You're the star of this movie and covered in. How was it to. Like, you can tell us as it's going on how comfortable or uncomfortable you were at any given moment, but. Like, you're covered in things throughout the entire movie, aren't you?
I'm covered in things. I get raped by trees.
Oh, wait a second.
I'm glad they brought that back from the original.
Wow. Nothing like making dudes wish they were a tree.
Yeah, me?
Are you satisfied by the tree, or is it...
movie, I think it's sort of arguable whether she's liking it or not, but in our version,
You're clearly not enjoying it.
I think it's bad.
Okay, that's good. That's good. That's a good lesson for the younger people watching this movie.
I'm raped by a tree that comes out of a tree branch that comes out of my own mouth and then rapes myself.
Oh, so it's your fault, is what you're saying. Your mouth asked for it. Your mouth put out an olive branch of rape hope.
Yeah.
I am just following up what she said to confirm it. But is there anything we should look for in the movie, or will you point it out as we go along if there's anything we need to know?
I think I'll point it out as it goes along.
Okay.
It's like pop-up video.
Oh.
In live.
I'll tell you the secret.
Director's cut.
Yeah.
What's the secret?
There's lots of secrets.
Oh, okay. You can tell us all of them.
I'll tell you the secrets.
And the people listening to my podcast will not be privy to them because I'm only
get killed.
I'm only recording this part.
Maybe somebody gets killed.
We'll spoil it.
How do we go to your Kickstarter, Mario, to make your
Mario Joyner, or just last original screenplay? Go to Kickstarter.com. And put in the last original screenplay.
Okay, I want to make sure we stress that.
Rip off movies and talk about how people should rip off movies.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
I'm trying to make some money. I'm trying to do movies.
And, when the movie gets going, you'll direct it?
I'll actually direct it and be the star of it.
Okay, and May and Jane and I will mm-hmm. have parts in it?
Of course you will.
All right, let's kickstart this shit.
Woo!
This is uncomfortable what I'm doing. I'm not proud of it. What are you doing? You like just checking your texts or recording this shit? Because that's not a good show. Me standing here. Wednesday, August 28th. Fast and Furious 6, you guys. It's not sold out yet. So get on top of that. What?
It's my Vin Diesel.
What is Vin Diesel saying?
Your first mistake was you took the job. Second mistake, you came light. It's not from Fast and Furious.
Yeah, that was from Pitch Black.
Yes. Chronicles of Riddick.
Oh, okay.
Skittish.
Are you excited about the new Riddick movie?
Yes, I am.
Because about 4 months from now, you and I can interrupt it.
I'm going to remake it.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you're all about is remakes. All right, you guys, let's do this. I always extend the talking time when I'm scared of the movie I'm about to watch. and but we really should get into it because this. I should mention this is a midnight screening. that's already well after midnight. It's 12:33. So let's all, yeah, keep, yeah, whatever you have to do to stay awake. Would it help you to stay awake if it was insanely violent and had a lot of blood and vomit?
Well, you're right. People will be raped by a tree. Stay awake.
Yeah, yeah. Who falls asleep while a woman's being raped by a tree that came out of her own mouth? That's like heaven for most of us. let's give it up.
Oh, no sexism.
What?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's what we're here to do, dude.
Oh.
Why did Jane just go, oh? Was there like is there a small potted plant nearby here? are you okay? All right. Let's do this, you guys. Let's watch Evil Dead!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies!
Hi, I'm comedian and writer Michael Ian Black. In between writing books and starring in movies, I do a podcast so popular I named it Obscure. It's my own spin on an audiobook meets book club with comedy. For season 2, I just finished Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. And I know you guys like murder podcasts. Well, this is a murder podcast. Join me for Obscure on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen.
My name is Paul Gilmartin, and I am the host of the Mental Illness Happy Hour podcast, where we have raw conversations about the stuff that's difficult to talk about out loud. It's made best of lists and been praised by the New York Times, Esquire, Psychology Today, and I have on regular people, therapists, and famous people like Marc Maron, Tiffany Haddish, Catherine Hahn, and Rob Delaney. Check it out, the Mental Illness Happy Hour.